Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland, and in this video, I'm commemorating the 32nd anniversary of the murder of Stephen Lawrence. It was yesterday. Sorry, I'm a tiny bit late. Sorry, 33rd anniversary, and that's it. So, Stephen Adrian Lawrence, an 18-year-old black British man who was murdered by white supremacists in Woolwich, London. So one fine April evening when he was outside on the street, West Hall Road in the Eltham area, and he was completely unoffending, minding his own business, when he was set upon by some white boys. When I say boys, I really do mean they were all minors, some as young as 14 years old, a gang of around eight youths. And it was a totally unprovoked attack, and they stabbed him to death when he was on his way, back from going to the shops. Okay, and he was with his friend Duane Brooks, and that was it. He was stabbed to death. He was stabbed. He managed to run some distance. He was set upon by a boy named David Norris and others. So anyway, and then he obviously collapsed. An ambulance was called, the police was called, and so on. So the police got this obviously panicked, garbled message from onlookers, and they turned up, and they initially treated Duane Brooks as a suspect. Though he was a victim, I don't think he was stabbed, but he was grabbed and he came with inches of being stabbed to death himself and managed to wrestle free and run off. So obviously terribly traumatizing for him to see his friend murdered in front of his eyes and himself come very close to meeting a violent death. So Stephen Lawrence was rushed to Brooke General Hospital, but he was pronounced dead several hours later, about 11 o'clock that night. There were several eyewitnesses to it. Their various suspects, Gary Dobson and two brothers, Jamie Acourt and Neil Acourt. I think Neil's the older one. Luke Wright, David Norris, and so on. One of these was the nephew of a notorious gangster. And so these boys have been suspected of several violent attacks in the area the months running up to this, including some racially motivated attacks, such as a boy called Kevin London trying to stab him. Now, Stephen Lawrence was subjected to a spate of racist verbal abuse for his murder. So the motive was presumed to be racism. And the BNP, the British National Party, an openly racist political party, was active in that part of London at the time. There'd been some other stabbings, I think non-fatally, in Eltham, that area of London, the previous year. And there were some even in the next year. So various arrests were made. So also the murder squad, they looked into this. They managed to arrest Dobson and the Acourt brothers. So Mr. Norris, he went to the police station voluntarily. And that's so Knight was arrested. There was an identity parade and so forth. But the Crown Prosecution Service, only 3 months later, they'd initially charged somebody with murder. But the CPS determined a few months later that there wasn't enough evidence because the bar is set very, very high. You need to prove it beyond all reasonable doubt. Okay, so you need virtual certainty, particularly in the case of murder. They probably did it, that's true. Probably is never good enough for a conviction, particularly for murder. You don't want to send an innocent person to jail for murder. That would be a grave injustice to him. Moreover, it leaves the real killer out on the street to strike again. It would also gravely undermine public confidence in the system of justice. So this is the presumption of innocence. And perhaps it was unfairly used against one of the boys. His uncle was a gangster. That's guilt by association. Just because his uncle's a scumbag doesn't prove who he is. You can't punish the nephew just because his uncle's a criminal. That wouldn't be fair. What if your uncle was a criminal? Should you be found guilty of murder? And so on. And so one of my friends, a criminal barrister, usually in defense, says, we think that a numerical expression of this presumption of innocence is unhelpful. To call it 99% sure, 99%, 5% sure, it can only be a scintilla of doubt because you can never be absolutely certain. What if the eyewitnesses were lying? What if no one, the murderers weren't anything like this description? What if any confessions they made were perjured or extracted under torture or something like that? What if the DNA evidence was falsified? What if everything was doctored? What if any CCTV images were manipulated? What if all this is a huge conspiracy to falsely convict completely innocent person people? Well, that is just so preposterous, it's not worthy of belief. There's always going to be a scintilla of doubt. But they say it's a decision that does not need to be revisited. If you vote guilty as a juror, you're not going to have second thoughts and think, did I make a mistake there? you've got to be more than satisfied. Anyway, so that was it. There was an internal review by the Metropolitan Police. Conservative MP happened, who was a minister. He was around the area. He spoke to the Lawrence family at the time. So the Lawrences came to the United Kingdom from the one of the Caribbean countries some decades beforehand. Mrs. Doreen Lawrence was a nurse, and that was it. Okay. So there was identification evidence by Duane Brooks, who was obviously the star witness. But they said there were irregularities in that, which meant that his evidence was not completely reliable. I'm not quite sure what went wrong. Did he somehow see one suspect on his own before he joined the identity parade? As in, that would give him an idea, that's the one to pick out or something like that. So the Lawrence family unusually launched a private prosecution. Now, the Crown Prosecution Service has the right to discontinue that. They were advised not to do this because the evidence wasn't quite there. Anyway, the advice was sound as far as they were found, the boys were found not guilty. Well, the judge directed to find them not guilty. Okay, that was Mr. Justice Curtis. There was subsequently the McPherson report led by a retired judge, and McPherson said, you know, whatever the failings of the Metropolitan Police, Mr. Curtis reached the right decision because there just wasn't enough evidence, okay, to say that they probably did it, they very probably did it, okay, but that's still not virtual certainty. So that's why they began, there was an inquest into Mr. Lawrence's death and so on. So famously, the McPherson report was commissioned by the Labour government in July 1997, just like 3 months after Tony Blair had come to office. The murder of Stephen Lawrence became a cause célèbre in the black community and among left-wingers. And I knew a young mixed-race woman, well, she's young at the time, growing up not too far from where Stephen Lawrence was murdered, and said, obviously sent shockwaves through the black community at the time, not that it was the first racist murder. I'm not quite sure when that caught the public imagination. So he's an ambitious teenager. He wanted to be an architect, and indeed, the British Institute of Architects has got some prize named in his honour. And you think all that he would have accomplished had his life not been cut short by such brutality and cruelty. And so it's a horrendous crime, and obviously the repercussions have held to this day. The suffering of his parents will never end. It's revealed that his father was stopped and searched by the police sometimes later, and he claimed for no other reason than he was black. Anyway, so the Lawrence, so it led to the McPherson report, and Mrs. Lawrence gave evidence in that. And finally, the McPherson reports was that there was institutional racialism in the Metropolitan Police. Other people disputed that. Some chief constables of the Metropolitan Police have repeatedly accepted that. Other political parties did. The Conservative Party did not. It led to changes in the law, the Criminal Justice Act, and so on. And crucially, that removed the double jeopardy rule, whereby a person couldn't be tried for the same offence, because these boys have been charged with the murder of Stephen Lawrence, found not guilty of it. Therefore, they could never be charged again with it again, no matter what new evidence came to light. Now, the Daily Mail was often accused of being a racist newspaper, but it led the charge against the suspects, publishing 2006 of headline murderers and saying, and they can sue us if they're wrong. Obviously, none dared to sue them. Some of them went to jail for other crimes. But there have been huge advances in DNA evidence, and that's they were able to find that some of Stephen Lawrence's blood ended up on Dobson's jacket. He had a hard time explaining how that happened. So fibers from Mr. Lawrence and his clothes, they ended up on Norris's and Dobson's clothes when they claimed they were nowhere near the area at the time. So their alibi collapsed and so on. So Dobson and Norris were charged with this murder. But Imran Khan was the defense solicitor, prosecution solicitor for the Lawrence family initially. And even he said that they shouldn't be tried again because they shouldn't have a fair trial. And they'd already been tried. Moreover, they'd been condemned in the court of public opinion, and a jury couldn't approach this with an open mind. But it had been splashed across the front page of the Daily Mail that they were guilty. How would you feel if you were accused of a crime you didn't commit and one of the United Kingdom's most popular dailies had said you were guilty of it? You think, well, the jurors are going to assume I'm guilty before the case has even started. Anyway, so they were both found guilty. One of them had previously been charged with a murder and acquitted. The other hadn't. So it was rather controversial. Anyway, so Keir Starmer, he was the director of public prosecutions at the time. And he said that Dobson's acquittal ought to be quashed. So, yeah, Dobson was in prison for other crimes at the time. He was a drug dealer. Now, the BNP, that racist party, they put around the completely bogus claim that Stephen Lawrence was a drug dealer. There's absolutely no evidence that's true. And now, even if someone were guilty of that, had done that, no one should be murdered for it. We don't have the death penalty in the United Kingdom. We shouldn't do. Not exceeded since 1964. Even when they had it, was only for murder. And, you know, Stephen Lawrence was never charged with a crime. was never convicted of a crime, was never suspected of a crime. He was a completely good person. So anyway, may it never happen again. So anyway, do what you can to prevent racialism and violence. Thank you for watching my video. Goodbye.